Today marks a year of a wonderful experience in my life that I never had before. I see the faithfulness of God. I see the hand of God. And I look at myself this morning and I say, wow, a year indeed. A year indeed. It's a memorable experience. The enemy came to steal, but he forgot that God is at home and always present, ever present God at all times. That is your God. So when you are in his presence, I don't want you to focus at what you think the enemy is doing. Focus on what you know that your God has done. Hallelujah. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to part three of the series that we've been going through. We've done part one, part two, and today is part three of building a solid and fruitful home. Let us say it together. Yes, building a solid and fruitful home. We are reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 3 to 4, which we have been reading all this while. And I want us to go there again. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 through verse 4. Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. And by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. During the part one of this message, we spent time looking into knowledge. During part two, we stayed focused on understanding. And today, by His grace, we are looking into wisdom. Through these three, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, a home is built. And that home is your life, is my life, is our journey as Christians on this earth, and it is our family as well. So you can put it in those numerous ways. Let us pray. Thank you, the living word of God, because you are here to break yourself unto us, to give us understanding, to open our eyes, and to bless us tremendously. Be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So if you are not here for the past two sessions that we have done, I want you to really listen. Get the CD if you want to get it, or you can go online and download it and listen to it so that you can flow with us as well. But I'm standing here, brethren, to tell you that to build your life, to build your home, to build your marriage, to build yourself on a solid and a fruitful foundation, you need wisdom, you need knowledge, you need understanding. When these three together comes, you have a solid home. And not just that you will have a solid home, you will be fruitful. Your life will be producing. You will be reproducing Christ in all that you do. And anybody coming in contact with you, we know that you are a channel of blessing. Because there is something that will always come from you unto them, which will make their life to be meaningful. So today, as part three, we are dwelling on wisdom. Everybody say wisdom. 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 When we're talking of wisdom, we have numerous definitions. Everybody can say something about wisdom. When you know how to play your game, they will say, wow, you are so smart, it's wise. When you go to colleges and you receive numerous awards, they will say, wow, he is so talented, he is so smart. When you speak and people like what you said, they say, he is full of wisdom. But today, I'm taking us to a different direction in conjunction with this scripture that we're dealing with and the topic that we are focusing at. That is how to build our lives on solid and fruitful foundation. We need wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. It's very, very important. Today, I am not talking about the educational wisdom because educational wisdom cannot give you a solid and fruitful life. It is a journey that you can achieve when you acquire it. It is good. If education can build a home, if education can build a solid and fruitful home, our society, our community will not be like this. But I'm telling you that is part, that is one of it. You must go to school, you must graduate, you must be educated. It is very, very important. That is not what I'm saying, but I'm telling you today that you need more than that. Amen? We need more than what? Than that. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, telling us something. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Let's read it together again. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. The word of God is telling us that education is good. Career is great. Knowing, having connections, strong networking. It's all important in life. But the most principal thing, that is the main ingredient, the most essential thing, that we make all these things to be meaningful when you put them all together, is wisdom. Therefore, get wisdom. So it means we are instructed by the Lord to get wisdom. When God is telling you and I that, hey, Victor, get wisdom, it means God knows that the most essential, the most important thing that you need to have after thinking of all these other things you have is wisdom. Get it. Tell your neighbor, get wisdom. It is important. Get wisdom. And to get wisdom, as we proceed, you will see. When you need to get something, what do you have to do for it? You go for it. You need to go. The meaning of go means go. How else can I describe that? Go means what? Go. Simple as that. Go means get up and move. Get up and act. Get up and seek. Get up and acquire. If I want to get something right there now, am I going to stay here and be speaking in tongues? I'm telling you, you will all go home and come back next Sunday. I'm still here speaking in tongues. I need to go. The simple instruction to get wisdom is to what? Get it. Go for it. Go for it. And when you hear the word go, it means you have to move. It means you have to make effort. So the Bible is talking about wisdom and letting us to know that it is the principal thing. So take that as number one. Principal thing. The most principal thing. The most principal thing. The most principal thing. The most principal thing is wisdom. So have it at the back of your mind so that as you're making effort, making ends meet, going up and down, you know, building your career, looking, praying for marriage, praying for children, praying for car, praying for house, praying for anything you're praying for, don't leave wisdom out of the agenda. Do you know that we don't think about it? One time I was sharing with the singles, the young adult, I said, can you imagine how long it takes for the government to give you driver's license? See what you do. You will read the manual. You will first of all get what? Permit. They don't give you license just like that. They will give you what? Permit. That is, you are authorized to drive with a license, driver's license holder with you. So that means you now can be on the road behind the wheel to begin to learn, practice, drive, and all that. When you're done with that, and before you get that permit, you do a test. You can tell them how old you are, how long you've been driving, where you came from, and all those stories. You still have to do the test. When you now get the permit, you begin to work on all the traffic regulation, understanding the system where you are and all that. When you are now confident of yourself, you go for what they call road test. Many of us, we know how many times you did it before you get it. Not everybody did it once. Some of you, like me, we did it number of times because we think we know it. And they will tell you sorry. And the people you think they don't even go, they are not good. They go for it once and they get it. So when you now go for road test and you pass, then you get driver's license. Then you're good. See the preparation. See 4 years in college to become what you want to become. School is good. People planning for marriage, they start 2 years before, have a wedding planner, wedding coordinator, start having meeting and all that and all that. But do you know that people don't plan for marriage? They prepare for the wedding. If it takes effort to prepare for the wedding, imagine what the marriage should take. The marriage should take, because the marriage is the journey. Wedding is the ceremony of the day. After that one day, all the 2 years of wedding planner, wedding planning, wedding coordinators, and all the names, it's over. Now the journey begins. Now whatever training you've had, and if you don't have any training, the wedding planning period information and whatever you get will not help you in the marriage. Because what that period is giving you is how to have a beautiful wedding, that when you walk in, how your garments should be, where, how the hall should be prepared, how people should have food here, the color of the hall, the color of the table, the color of the chair, the bridegroom, how many people you want 24. The marriage is so crucial. But less preparation is given towards the marriage. I want to bring you back into this, in this aspect of wisdom, in building a home, in building your life, in building your marriage, that wisdom, which is the principal things that we need to have a solid and fruitful home, we must prepare, we must get it, we must make effort, we must seek for it, we must have it, because it's very, very important. There is also something the Bible says about wisdom in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 12, that makes wisdom to be so important. Now let's read it together. It's just the first sentence. Let's go. For wisdom, speak it louder. For wisdom, again. Wisdom, the Bible describes wisdom as a defense. Where we read before says wisdom is the principal thing. Now we are being told again that apart from being a principal thing, wisdom is a defense. And what is a defense? What is a defense? Have that picture as you're sitting down. When the Bible says wisdom is a defense, that is, you will be protected. You will be covered. You will overcome if you have a strong defense. Without wisdom, you don't have a defense. And any other thing you've acquired in life can go in a second due to lack of defense. Okay. Wisdom is a principal thing. Wisdom is a defense. Do we need wisdom? Yes. In my own world, now, what is wisdom? Listen to this. Wisdom is the word from God, which comes from the word of God. Let me say it again. Wisdom is the word from God, which comes from the word of God. When you look into this the way I put it, you will begin to have clear understanding of what wisdom we are talking about that we need to build our life. There is difference between the word from God and the word of God. Wisdom is the not word. Wisdom is the word of God, which comes from the word. Can you please change that? Word. W-O-R-D. W-O-R-D. Everybody say it together with me. Wisdom is the word of God, which comes from the word of God. Wisdom is the word from God. So what I'm saying is, take note of those two keywords. Word from God and word of God. Amen? Word from God and the word of God. Wisdom is that word from God for every moment of your life, for every action you need to take, for every decision you need to make, which comes from the word of God. In other words, wisdom is the revelation that comes from the word of God. Wisdom is the revelation that comes from the word of God. So when we are saying that wisdom is the word from God, it means it is the revelation from God that you derive from the word of God. Are we communicating? So when God opens your eyes and you have a meaning, deeper understanding to the word of God, you will be like, wow, you know what? You've acquired wisdom. Right there. Wisdom is living in God's way according to God's revelation. Wisdom is living in God's way according to God's revelation. So when God opens your eyes, when you study the word of God, when you hear the word from God, from his word, you have wisdom. So when you act, you are not ordinary. When you speak, your word have meaning. You know why? Because you speak from the revelation that you have from the word of God. So your action will be fruitful, your life will be fruitful, because you did not just speak from head knowledge. You're speaking from the revelation that you have from God. I will put it together in this way. These four things are very, very essential. You have wisdom when you realize, when you understand, when you comprehend, and when you appreciate. Put the four together. Realize, understand, comprehend, and appreciate. Realize, understand, comprehend, and appreciate. Let's go. Realize, understand, comprehend. One more time. Realize, understand, comprehend. So when God gave you a word, when you realize it, that this is a word from God, you take the next step, you understand it. When you now understand that word, you are not done. You take the next step, you comprehend it. That is, you assimilate it. When you get there, you will be like, oh God, I'm grateful. You did what? Appreciate it. That no one can take from you. Then you can face any situation because you had realized the word of God, you've understood the word of God, you've comprehended the word of God, you've appreciated it, you've thanked God for it. So when situation that is contrary to what you understand, to what you realize, to what you comprehend, to what you appreciate comes, you know you don't drop it easily. You have that strong conviction that no, this is not what I realize from the word of God. This is not what I understand from the word of God. This is not what I comprehend from the word of God. I've appreciated what God gave me. Then you will be able to say no. It's not just about quoting, brethren. A lot of people, Christians, quote the word of God with no realization, with no understanding, with no comprehension. That is why the word is just like a feather. When they speak it, it doesn't come with weight. It doesn't come with meaning. It doesn't come with understanding. It has no effect over the situation you are saying it to. Why? Because there is no revelation. When revelation comes, you will realize, you will understand, you will comprehend. Then what will you do? You will dance. There is no way God opens your eyes that you will remain the same. No. True? There is no way God opens your eyes and that you will just stay there and say, God, yes, I know it. That's true. You will be like, oh, join me in praising God. You are the only one in your room. I have seen his goodness. Join me in praising God. I have seen his goodness. They are telling you to wait. You cannot wait. Because you had realized, because you have understood, because you've comprehended, and now you are appreciating. You want to tell me when Satan or all these firefighter believers come and telling you otherwise, you will just drop it? No way. You had a full conviction that I know what I know. I have this revelation. That means the word will now be effective. Brilliant. That is when the word can be effective. It's not just quoting. I quote. I declare. We receive them all on WhatsApp. You have to go beyond just that. What are you decreeing? What do you realize from what you are saying? What do you understand from it? What can you grab from it?
That is why you don't go by what you see. You go by what you realize. You go by what you understand. You go by what you comprehend. You go by what you appreciate that God is saying to you. Praise God. Brethren, you don't leave that word until you realize it. Stay on it. Dwell on it. Let it take you days. You standing on it. No, God, I need more understanding on this. I need to realize this. It needs to open your eyes. And the moment that opening of eyes comes, the moment that enlightenment comes, you are more than a conqueror. You are feeling like, devil, I want to see you right now. I want you to show for face to face. I want to show you some of my swag. I will tell you that I am more than conqueror. You are not talking of just muscle. You are talking of our warfare is not carnal. It's strong in the Lord to pull down every stronghold. Yes. Yes. Brethren, this is the wisdom we're talking about. You see, this is not education. This is not college degree. This is school of God with you and Him. With you and what? Him. And when you acquire these four things, you graduated with honor roll. That is why Jesus was able to confront the devil and said, no, it is written. Because he knows the word. I'm telling you, and I've told you before, brethren, there are some things that it is not prayer. There are some things that it is not prayer. It's not. Jesus just finished 40 days fasting. Are you kidding me? 40 days fasting. And the first visitor was who? He waited. He said, okay, when are you done? And as Jesus finished, this man came, he's never tired. That is why you cannot give up what you realize, what you understand, what you comprehend, and what you appreciate. He's never, he doesn't give up. If you like, cry. It doesn't move him if you cry. He doesn't have sympathy nor empathy. This guy is so wicked. So crying is not a solution. When you are in a situation, my friend, don't cry. When you are in a situation, get the word. Realize it, understand it, comprehend it, and appreciate it, and then you can stand firm and say, how dare you try me? I'm a child of God. I have the word. That is your weapon. Not cry. When you cry, it will let you cry. When you don't cry, hello, I'm here again. It doesn't give up. It is only through the word. He respects the word. He doesn't respect your tears. Devil cannot stand the word. It is written. It is written. It is written. So the word of God is powerful, very, very powerful. To get wisdom, because we were instructed in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, right? That is, get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. To get wisdom, come with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. Every scripture I want us to be reading it together. I like when I hear your voices. So let's go. For I determine. I what? Determine. Everybody say determine. For I determined not to know anything among you except and him. Hey, to get wisdom, be determined to go to the school of God, to know Jesus, to know everything about Jesus. You keep giving your time, keep giving your attention, keep giving your strength. That is the word seeking. When you are seeking for something, you move things around, you bend down, you do all you have to do because you are seeking. So that seeking
To get wisdom requires determination. Because other things will come after you determine here, after you say it, Lord Jesus, I will follow you for the rest of my life. You are my Savior. You are the only one I know. Thank you, Jesus, for you've done it again. In Jesus' name, amen. And you carry your bag, you go as you get outside there. Guess who shows up? You're not going to see devil. It will come through. It got to use somebody. It's not going to use a stranger, because when you see a stranger, some of us that grow from Nigeria, you lie, you don't talk to a stranger. So when you see a stranger, you walk away. But it's not going to come through a stranger. It's going to come through somebody around you that is available. Yeah. But with determination. Determination means you purpose in your heart that by the grace of God, I want to know Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Do you know you can be driving and just be thinking about it? Lord Jesus, I want to know you. You know you can be having your dinner. Lord Jesus, I want to know you more. As we're sitting right here, you want to keep yearning for it. Jesus, I want to know you more. The more you go, the more you know. And the more you know, the stronger you become. The stronger you become, that is how your faith comes up. It is important to know Him. You never know Him all. Counting 50 years in the Lord, you're still in the school of knowing Him. Because when He revealed today, you'll be like, whoa, 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 my God, you are awesome. And when you are still thinking about that, tomorrow He shows up in a new dimension. Oh, my Lord, you are all. And now, don't you know what you do when you want to know somebody? You know what you do. You give up your time. You will visit, you will call, you will hang out, you will hang in. You do all sorts of things. You keep texting each other. Even when you have nothing to say, you still text. So how is it over there? Are you cold? Are you warm? What's the weather? What's the temperature? What are you doing right now? You will even FaceTime. No, be so. Yeah, not so now. What are you trying to do? Because the love, because the love of the person is overwhelming you, you want to know. You cannot know somebody without spending time with them. It's part of the process of knowing somebody. You have to begin to give up your time to talk together. That's another thing. Spending time with them, communicating with them. Because talking with somebody, you get to know. Otherwise, you just know all the knowing. What some of you can say about Pastor V is, yes, I know Pastor V is tall, is slim, is light skinned. Right? You will just talk about this physical look. But you wouldn't know some other part, like Pastor V is quiet. He doesn't talk. Hello? No, be so. That's what we're talking about. When knowing somebody is not just talking about their height, their skin, their clothes, and all that. You're talking of personality. And for you to know someone's personality, it means you've been dwelling with them. You've been spending time with them. When they saw the disciples of Jesus Christ and what comes out of them, what did they say? These ones have been with Christ. When you spend so much time with somebody, let me tell you something, you begin to act like them sometimes. You begin to talk like them sometimes. Some of their words, you begin to use it when you are talking too, you know, even when you didn't plan to do that, you know. I'm telling you, it just happened. So the more you spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ to know him, the more you're becoming like him. To get wisdom, you be determined to know him. We were reading a scripture on Thursday. I really like it. Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, in New Living Translation. Colossians chapter 3, verse 11. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are Jew or you are Gentile or you're circumcised or uncircumcised, you're barbaric or uncivilized, slave or free. Let's read that. The next word. Christ is all that matters. Case closed. This is how you can get wisdom. Christ is all that matters. Christ is all that matters. If that is all you are going by, if that is what you understand, my brethren, I'm telling you, you will see yourself flowing in the wisdom of God, because you will be having deeper revelation, deeper understanding. You will be knowing a lot. Christ is all that matters. Whatever else is irrelevant to you, all your focus, your attention, your time, your devotion, your determination will be towards knowing him. Why Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God? Why? Why is it that to get this wisdom is all about Jesus? Isn't that a question that you should think of as a child of God? Why can't I go to 10 years college and get this damn wisdom? Why can't I just do this and get this wisdom? Why is it all about Jesus Christ? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 says something. But those who are called, both Jews and Greeks. Listen, the reason why it is all about Jesus, the reason why it is all about Jesus is because Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Again, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. That is why to get the wisdom of God, you must know Christ. And knowing Christ goes, like I said before, beyond just, yeah, knowing he's my Lord and my Savior. Yeah. All those memory verse thing is good, but it comes with deep revelation and relationship. Without a relationship, you don't know somebody. You don't know a stranger. What makes you know somebody is because there is what? A relationship. Everybody say relationship. Relationship, yes. Relationship is the key. What makes you to say you know someone is because you have relationship with them. With them. Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, in Message. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purpose. Do you see another reason why it is all about Christ? God, because God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purpose. You don't find it lying around on the surface. It is not the latest message. But like the holiest, what God determined as the way to bring out, see, Jesus Christ. That is why any message that is not about Jesus, it is what? A noise. It is a noise. The center of our focus is Jesus. Because the only way we can have this understanding, how we can have this knowledge, it's all about Jesus. Jesus Christ, he is the one. God determined him as the way to bring out his best in us. When you know Jesus, when you have relationship with him, when you have him, the best that God has for you will come out. It's not about effort. It's not about just fasting and prayer. You must know him. You must know him well, because that is the only provision that God has made for him to bring his best out of you. You must be in Christ long before we ever arrive on the scene. That's the only way God made. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. Another reason why it is all about Jesus Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures and wisdom and knowledge of God. In him, that is, in Jesus Christ, everything about God is where? In Christ. Everything, my brethren, about God is in Christ Jesus. Everything about, you want to know him, you go through Jesus Christ. Everything. So it means everything God has given us, for you to discover them, you must know Jesus Christ, because you know them through Jesus Christ. Because if you don't have relationship with him, you won't know what you already have. Then what you don't know that you have can never benefit you. Yes, that's why a lot of Christians suffer today. That's why a lot of Christians are still praying for what God has already given them, because they don't know that they already have it. They are spending time praying for it. They are spending time sacrificing themselves for it. They are spending time looking for a way to have it, what he already gave you. But you may not know that you have it if you don't have a relationship with him and you have a revelation, that is eyes opening for him to let you know. That same Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 says, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. Ah, isn't that awesome? For in who? In Christ dwells. So it means when you have Jesus Christ, you have all about God. Did you see why you are not an ordinary? You have everything about God. You can speak like God. You can act like God. You can move like God. When you shows up, the devil knows it is God, not comfort. When devil is operating somewhere, when you shows up, the devil doesn't see you. The devil see God. Because you carry his presence. Because you have relationship with him, with Jesus Christ, his son, now you are entitled to the same right, the same right, the same right, because we have the righteousness of Christ. So God doesn't see us as you anymore. When God sees you, he sees Jesus Christ, because his righteousness is on us. That makes us unique. That is why you can go majestically to any situation and stand firm, because you are not standing on your own authority. One time, my father had to preach somewhere in a very big convention, but he couldn't go. So he sent me. He sent me. And guess what? It's a big convention, international convention at that time. He sent me. When I arrived, two people already standing outside. You know Nigeria now. Two people already standing outside waiting for the man of God so they can carry the bag. As soon as the car parked, the driver was still parking. They already ran to the car to open the door. As soon as I came out, they already carrying everything with bottled water, with everything I had. They don't want me to hold anything. I came in, they put me where the seat that was arranged for him. They didn't say that because you are his son, Because you, he's not the one.
Please, can you have a seat right here?
No, the same seat they made for him was the seat they made me to sit. When it was time to welcome me, the whole congregation had to stand up, you know, and they greeted me. My feet was dancing. You know what it is when your feet is dancing? That is, I was becoming, this now, wow. I said, God, you better speak through me. Because you better speak through me, God, because this is going somewhere. So when it was time to preach, I spoke his word. And he glorified himself. But I was saying that the treatment, the same treatment, the same envelope they prepared to give him was given to me. Everything. So when you show up in the affairs, in any operation, in any circumstances, when you speak and your voice is heard, the devil doesn't hear you. He hears God. That is why at the Red Sea, when Moses was leading the Israelites out, God told him, "What is that in your hand? Staff, lift it up. That is the rod. That is Jesus Christ. That is the word of God. That is me in you. The word of God that became flesh now in the New Testament." When Moses got to the Red Sea, he lifted up, and the Red Sea did not recognize the staff, did not recognize Moses. The Red Sea said, "Wow, this is my maker. I bow down." The Red Sea parted. The Red Sea, immediately, this is my maker, the creator of heaven and earth. I worship you. You are my God. You created me. You are my Lord. Without you, I cannot operate. I bow down. Parted. Parted. See your condition in that situation. You must be. Brethren, you must exercise your authority, because it is not about you. It is not about you. It is not about you anymore. It is now God in you. Amen. Amen. This is great. In him, you are complete. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. That is another reason why it's all about Jesus Christ. To get that wisdom, it is all about. The more you endeavor to know, the more you yearn to know him, the more you spend time to know him, the more you are expanding, the more you are flourishing. In him, you are complete. In him, you are complete. In him, to have wisdom, if you don't know him, because in him you are complete. Who is the head of all principality and power? Hey, isn't that great? It means who is the head of all principalities in heaven, on earth, under the earth. When you now have him, when you now have relationship with him, when you now know him, now you are complete as well. Now you too become the head of all principalities and power, because it is not about you, it is about him. That is when you can speak to situation and situation will change. I'm telling you, some things you don't need to pray. You know what you have. You put it to work. You put it to work. I'm complete. I am complete. Devil, in case you don't know, I am not halfway. I am complete in him. I am complete in him. I am complete in him. This situation, I'm turning it around right now. Speak. Speak to the situation, and the situation will take a 360-degree change.
in him, we are complete.
Praise the Lord.
You see why it is all about Jesus Christ? See, our coming to church is not to, if this is Sunday, it is not about that. I grew up in Christian family. It is not about that. It is about Jesus Christ. I need fellowship with him. I need to know him. I need to hear him. So you don't wait until they start preaching before you start staying focused. The moment you come, you are connected. You are together. You start receiving. You start receiving. So you don't waste time. You don't joke around unnecessarily. You don't. Before you come, he's already here. That is why you come, you know why you're here. And you don't let anybody shift your attention. You don't let anybody distract you. Because as you are in his presence, you are receiving. He is working, performing surgery in you, doing wonders, transplanting, uprooting, renovating, redecorating you. He is awesome in what he does. If you know him, you want to stay focused on him. Some people will wait. I can't wait for the prayer time. I have a lot to tell God. And you've been here since? You've been here since? You have a lot to tell God. God, you see my situation. I'm waiting for prayer time. I'm going to tell you everything. You are still waiting? The moment you come, you should be speaking what you have. I have this. I have this. I have this in the name of Jesus. This is mine in Jesus' name. This is going with me in the name of Jesus. You don't wait. You don't wait. Hallelujah. You know why you fall asleep? Because you are not connected. That's it. You are connected. Is with you, empowering you, opening your eyes, giving you revelation, giving you understanding. You sleep. That sleep will not come. I'm telling you. But because you are so far away, you are not in tune, you are not connected, you allow the situation to overwhelm you. You don't know the presence of whom you are. And let me tell you another one. That is why you come late. If you know that he's been there because of the appointment time you have with him, my friend, I'm telling you, nobody will keep you. Nobody. See, if God wants to do my wonder one day and said, I will be in Fountain of the Living Word Church today at 8 o'clock, do you know what time you will get here? And you won't come alone. You will bring your brothers, uncle, sister. You will bring everybody you can bring. You will wake up your children 3 o'clock in the morning. Everybody gets take shower. God is at Fountain of the Living Word. Jesus is there. Forget about that. Let's talk about mayor. Let's say mayor is coming, wants to give the first 10 people $1,000. The first 10 people that comes to shake his hand, he wants to give them $1,000. Let's say the truth. Let us say the... You will make it. Yes, you will make it. That's 8 o'clock. That 9 o'clock, you will make it. And since Fountain of the Living Word Church has been, you've never been to the pre-worship prayer at 9 o'clock. You never made it. You come before Sunday school is over, but you never know what goes on during pre-worship prayer. You were never on time. It is a disease that you should wage war against. It is what? A disease. It is not, a disease is something that can destroy you if you don't take care of it. Don't joke with it. Make effort. Be determined. Ask God to help you. Do stuff that will enable you. Don't just leave it in God's hand. God, you see me, I try. I make effort, but it's not possible. Yeah. It's not me. It's my husband. God, you know, it is my wife. God, you know. Praise God. In order to be wise, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. When we say it's all about Jesus Christ, okay, as you therefore, so after knowing him, after having him, after having relationship with him, now see all this thing. As you therefore have received who? Jesus Christ the Lord. Okay, number one, walk in him. Say it again. Walk in him. Say it one more time. Walk. Okay, you had received him now. Don't stay there to get his wisdom. After receiving him, walk in him. Number two, keep going. Rooted in him. Say it again. Rooted in him. Number three, built up in him. Again. And number four. Oh, walk in him. Rooted in him, built up in him, be established in him. So it means it goes beyond just knowing him, just having him, just speaking in tongues. You have work to do. You have effort to make. You must walk in him. Walking in him, meaning understanding his word and abiding by his word. Rooted in him, meaning going deeper in what he is, what he knows, what he is saying. When you want to be rooted in your relationship with somebody, you know what they speak, you know what they eat, you know what they when they sleep, you know everything about them, isn't it? Yes, you know everything. When somebody is talking about them, you say, no, you know, he won't take that. I know him well. He won't take that. It means you have been rooted in that process, built up in him. Built up in him means becoming like him. You having the same stature as the Lord. You are looking like him. When situation comes, you speak like him. When negative situation is appearing, you speak like him. You won't go by what you see. You will go by what he says. At all times, it is all about him. And be established in the faith in him. It means you will become unshakable. Regardless of what happened, you will only speak his language. You will only speak his language. When you are like this, then you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit was given unto us for us to know all things about God that has been given unto us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know. We might know things that have been freely given unto us. This knowledge, this understanding comes from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come when you have been, you know, really filled with his presence. When you have known him. It is important for us to walk in him, be rooted in him, built up in him, and established in the faith in him. Wisdom is living a directed life by the Holy Spirit. That is wisdom. When they say someone is a person of wisdom, it means when you see them do things, they are being directed by the Holy Spirit. They just don't say things. They just don't do things. As I close this afternoon, brother, the book of James chapter 3, verse 17. We're going to do a little exercise right there. There is something right there I want to close with. James chapter 3, verse 17. See, but the wisdom that is from above, number one, is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, then willing to yield, then full of mercy and good fruit, then without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now, as a child of God, full of God's wisdom, knowing Christ fully, yielding your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a man of wisdom. You are a person of wisdom. You're going to put your name right there. So where you say pure, you will say Victor is pure. Victor is peaceable. Victor is gentle. Victor is willing to yield. Victor is full of mercy and good fruit. Victor
is without partiality. Wisdom, Victor, is without hypocrisy. See, it's because it's not what you just claim and claim. These are the things that shows in you, that shows you as somebody of wisdom from above. Can we put our name there? Let your neighbor hear you, because you, it says you will yield, and you will be willing to yield. You'll be willing to yield for them when you need to yield. So let's go from pure. Put your name there. Everybody must do it. Let's go. Victor is pure. Victor is peaceable. Victor is gentle. Victor is willing to yield. Victor is full of mercy and good fruit. Victor is without partiality. Victor is without hypocrisy. Amen. That is good, right? The devil has lost the battle. We are pure. That is, we live a pure life, transparent life, love for each other. We are peaceable. People can, they can stay with you, and they will still smile. They will still smile. You are gentle. You are willing to yield. That is, you are reasonable. When they get it wrong, you don't crucify them. You're reasonable with them. You are full of mercy and good fruit. You are without partiality. It's not like you are cold this morning to these people, and these people, you are hot to them. No, no partiality. You see everybody as one. You treat everybody as equal. You are not with hypocrisy. You don't have two faces. Can we do it one more time? Yes, there is power in confession. Let's say it. Let's say it. So you will say, I am now. I am, okay? With all confidence. Let's go. I am pure. I am peaceable. I am gentle. I am willing to yield. I am full of mercy and good fruit. I am without partiality. I am without hypocrisy. Hallelujah! Let's rise up, church. Amen. Amen. That is our portion. Yes. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Make sure you listen to it well, and relate them together, and you will see yourself on a solid foundation, bearing fruit. Can you bow down your heads and just talk to God? This, your life is important to God. It's important to God. It's important to God. Our life is a business that must bear fruit unto the Lord. You see that scripture we just read? Let's focus on those words. And with the grace of God, we are attaining them one by one. We are achieving them. We are doing better. We are improving. We are pure. Yes, we are peaceable. Yes, we are gentle. We are willing to yield. We are full of mercy and good fruit. No partiality, no hypocrisy. I want you to declare yourself to be fruitful. My life will be fruitful. My life will be fruitful in the Lord. My life will be fruitful in the Lord. If you know that your relationship with Jesus Christ is not too, it's not tight, it's not, there is no intimacy there. Talk to Him today. Talk to Him today. Talk to Him today. My lifetime, I will give God.